and a 50 limited trailer.
That's Collins area.
She says, having trouble figuring out what to do with these two trailer windows as they are current projects we're working on. The plexiglass and the frames are wrapped on some of the windows. Glass is missing on others, and the gaskets are all needing replaced. Can't... hang on a second. Let's see. Can't find these gaskets. Colin has an identical trailer. Maybe he can comment on the windows.
Yep, I do have the identical trailer. I think between the two of us, we've got, April and Andy, we've got the three remaining limiteds in existence, I suspect, because they're the pipe frame, wider, taller, 13-panel trailers. Anyway, yes, they do have the earlier style windows that are kind of an oval window. It's not a hair standard. I think it's an air light. I'm not 100% sure on that. But anyway, basically, it's like a U-channel, aluminum U-channel that wraps around the glass pane. And there's lever actuate the thing to open it. And you have to drill out some rivets, I believe, in order to allow this U to open up and get the glass out of there. I haven't disassembled one yet, but I have similar problems to them, obviously. From what I understand, Steve at Vintage Trailer Supply is, I don't know if he's done it or in the process of doing it, but I know he was working on that a while ago. So you may want to go fishing there and see how far along he's got. I guess I should probably push him too, because I certainly need it for mine, so... But those windows were used on other travel trailers of the period, so it's likely a gasket. If he doesn't have it now, he should be getting it soon.
Well, yeah, that's always helpful. The more that need it, the more that makes it worth him trying to recreate it.
Yeah, and it's funny, though. What's strange is he doesn't always operate on, demand. It's just something that's needed, and he knows that if... certain things are done that will add another aspect to the hobby, and may draw out some of these other earlier trailers or more obscure trailers for restoration. And they may, he may never sell bazillions of feet of it, but at least it'll be the place to go to get those obscure pieces.
Speaking of the obscure pieces.
Do you have one?
No, I was wondering about the... I know you used to build the Astrodomes for Vintage Trailer Supply.
Yes.
And I imagine that's changed due to circumstances.
Beyond my control?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, I guess those aren't available with him anymore. What's the story on that?
Well, last I heard, last year at some point, my former employer, / whatever you want to call them, were making them, and then they stopped making them for whatever reason, and Steve has not yet been able to get any word from them as to whether they're interested in making them, don't want to make them. They just sort of stopped answering emails. So I would guess that that's, no, we don't want to do it anymore, and too bad, so sad for the hobby, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I know this is a special mold. I mean, was that mold created by you guys when you were there, or is that something you can duplicate?
It was, it's something we can duplicate, but it's another one of these projects you have to do over again, and it will get done at some point. That mold was created at the plant in Montreal many years ago, and when the plant in Montreal closed down, that mold was moved to Plattsburgh, which is where it sits, gathering dust at the moment.
Yeah, keep checking eBay. Maybe it'll show up there.
It's possible.